if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed.
What's another word for a curse?
Be damned. Anybody who comes up to you and teaches you a different way to get to heaven, God says, let that person be damned to hell.
Lies. And I believe that there are many of you who are watching this who've never before put your faith in Jesus, or maybe you had previously, but you've been away from Jesus. And I want to give you an opportunity right now for you to either make a very first time decision to follow Jesus or to return to Jesus and begin to follow him again. So if you're saying yes to Jesus, I want you just to pray with me. So if you can, bow your heads in your heart and repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe in you, your life, your death on the cross, and your resurrection. Forgive me of my sins. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. Forgive me of my sins.
I noticed something about him that I thought that he was going to just preach a false gospel. I actually noticed that he preaches both sides out of his mouth. What do I mean by that? That I've seen videos and sermons, him saying hardcore by faith alone. You don't have to do anything. It's a gift. And you quote Ephesians 2:8-9. He was saying it's by faith. And in a different sermon, he would say, no, you must repent of your sins to get saved. So he speaks both sides of his mouth. James 1:8. James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Some of his ways, a lot of his ways, all his ways. Why is he preaching both sides of his mouth? Why can't he have just one salvation message? Well, I'll tell you why. Just look at the title, Crossroads Community Church. You can't tell by looking at that church, but it actually is not just a community church. It's actually a Calvary church. And the only reason why I knew that was because I had to do research. But that's a Calvary church, but they have actually removed the word Calvary and put the word community to bring as many people as possible in the church. Go ahead and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3. So in order to please both sides, the sides that believe by faith alone and the side to believe and repent of your sins, he preaches both sides of his mouth. And it's funny, he doesn't say both things on one sermon. I've noticed, I've seen several sermons throughout the years, and he only preaches one set of salvation, you know, per sermon. He doesn't preach salvation message every sermon, but if he does, either it's by faith alone or you must repent of your sins. He doesn't say both. 1 Timothy 3:8. Likewise, must the deacons be grave and not double-tongued, not giving too much wine, not greedy or filthy lucre. To be a leader in the church, you can't be double-minded. You can't speak both sides of your mouth, but that's exactly what he does. And I say, and the reason why, like I said, it's a community church. He must cater to both sides. You know, and that's the problem with community churches. That if you go to a community church, they're going to cater to everybody.